Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The unemployment rate in Humboldt County increased during the month of July, according to a document released by the Economics Department at Humboldt State University. Unemployment rose from 8.1% to 8.8%. The document does note that unemployment claims decreased by 9.8%, a 21% drop from this time last year. Eureka Police responded to a report of a man with a gun who was in the parking lot of the Old Arctic Circle on 5th Street early this morning. When officers reached the scene, they contacted 44-year-old Forrest Van Dorn, who had called 911 himself, reported he had a gun, and that he would speak with officers if they brought him heroin. As officers spoke with Van Dorn, they saw he was bleeding from a wound to his hand, and he indeed was holding a .25-caliber handgun, first to his chest and then under his chin. With guns drawn, the officers had a chance to speak with Van Dorn, and after some tense moments, including a point where Van Dorn lowered the weapon and it was briefly aimed at the officers, he dropped a loaded weapon at his side. Van Dorn was arrested and booked into jail on a weapons charge. Approximately 838 fire personnel continue to work the Orleans Fire Complex, including the Butler Fire burning east of Soames Bar. The fire, an estimated 5% contained, has burned more than 3,600 acres. The greatest concern is the protection of homes and other buildings along the Salmon River. The Salmon Fire, burning along the Humboldt-Siskiyou County line, has burned more than 5,000 acres, and officials believe both fires were human-caused. Air quality remains a concern, as wildfires in southern Oregon and northern California continue to generate smoke. Smoke levels in Orleans, Wichpeck, Willow Creek, Forks of Salmon, Soames Bar, and Karuk and Yurok tribal lands have been classified as unhealthy, and caution is urged for those susceptible to poor air quality. And CAL FIRE responded to a small fire caused by a burning vehicle near Salmon Creek in Humboldt County on Monday afternoon. A pickup truck caught fire on Salmon Creek Road and spread to nearby vegetation. A quick response from volunteers and CAL FIRE kept the blaze from spreading to homes in the area. Officers from the California Highway Patrol's Garberville Command responded to a single-vehicle fatal traffic collision on Tuesday afternoon. A Ford pickup truck was being driven northbound on Highway 101 near the Mendocino-Humboldt County line when it left the roadway, rolled down an embankment, and hit a tree. The collision caused fatal injuries to the driver, a 66-year-old man, who was not wearing his seatbelt. The name of the victim is being withheld pending notification of next of kin, and it's the second fatal traffic collision in 2 days and the fourth in the past week. The cause of the collision remains under investigation. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mendocino County deputies chased an adult white male into the woods where he managed to elude capture after deputies responded to a report of a burglary incident at two vacation cabins near Covelo over the weekend. The deputies were called by a property owner who found items stolen from his cabin in a neighboring cabin. The suspect, armed with a crude, homemade shotgun, was still inside when the deputies arrived and fled on foot toward the Eel River. The suspect is described as a male in his 40s or 50s, about 6 feet tall, with brown hair and a gray beard. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. And Mendocino deputies on patrol near Laytonville on Saturday pulled over a vehicle that had committed several traffic violations. The deputies contacted the occupants inside, who said they were headed to Reggae on the river. One passenger, Cecia Estrada of Los Angeles, had a warrant out in her name, and a subsequent search turned up more than 20 grams of suspected MDMA, also known as ecstasy. Garcia was arrested and booked into county jail, while the other occupants were released at the scene. And Humboldt County is making it easier for citizens to leave public comments for the Board of Supervisors regarding the general plan update. You can visit planupdate.org to submit a public comment directly to Senior Planner Michael Richardson. Once submitted, the comments will go to the board and be displayed on the GPU website. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.